You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome back to Season 4 of Real Talk with me, Mason Bray. To start the season, I'm going to do a talking head episode, and an interview will follow next week. So, it's 2021, finally. We all know that 2020 was crap. Over 330,000 people have died from a pandemic some people still don't think is real. We got a vaccine approved in record time, but conspiracies were spread so fast that some people won't take it, ever. People still refuse to wear masks, which have been shown to lower people's chances of infections by wearing. Arts programs everywhere were closed, and some shut their doors forever. Tens of millions of jobs were lost, and only about 40% of those unemployed have returned to work. Racial inequality took over. We can't expect this to go away if we just ignore it. We can't expect it to go away if we don't care. We know what we have to do, so let's do it. Keep wearing your mask, not just for yourself, but for the people around you. And yes, masks cover your nose too. But 2020 wasn't all bad. Millions gathered to show their support for Black Lives Matter and made us realize the bigotry throughout our country. And while we're still not done, it's a start. Children's musical writers got to work creating shows meant to be performed virtually to still give youth theater groups income and the actual kids somewhere to be creative. Virtual choirs were started to bring new music to our living rooms. Taylor Swift released 2 entire albums. I mean, wow. I've been trying for 14 years, and the farthest I've gotten is, oh, and a basic C major chord. But let's continue with the list. We had a record voting turnout in the presidential election thanks to several activists throughout the U.S. like Stacey Abrams. She was a hero of 2020, along with the medical professionals who are still fighting every day to get cases down and get COVID-19 to go away. We will now have a female vice president, the first one. And it happens to be a person of color. It's a true win for this country. The Supreme Court also ruled that no one can be fired based on sexual orientation or gender identification. And for the people on TikTok, I have to mention that we made a musical through TikTok. And it was just done this past Friday. And exciting news? Next week, we have Broadway actor and TikToker J.J. Naiman, who was a part of the ensemble in Ratatouille the Musical and helped in development as well. Join us next week for that interview. Speaking of what to look forward to, let's talk about what to look for this season. I mentioned this on social media, but this season will consist of more than just Broadway Talks interviews. We have legends in the music, film, book, TikTok, YouTube industries. But don't worry, we will still have Broadway legends included as well. I hope you stick around to hear what we have. But to end the show, I am introducing a new segment called Song of the Week. So, for anyone listening on Spotify, you can hear a teaser of the song, but with Spotify Premium, you can listen to the full song without clicking anything. This week's song is one of my personal favorites and is included in my Mason's Favorites playlist. It's The Author by Luz.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists. What they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.